Hello everyone and welcome back to the Closing Teens for today's episode. It's very cringy, so get ready for that. And with that mentioned, I would like to apologize in advance for the cringe factor for today's episode. Anyway, without further ado, here is the fifth episode for the Closing Teens. Hello guys, welcome back to the Closing Teens.
Hi.
And for today, yes, you probably heard, that's fine, you probably heard already, we have Dania and we have,
hi everyone,
we have just Dada and, so awkward, like, okay, so before we like move on and catch up with each other because we literally have no idea what has happened with our lives. Yeah. Today is November 1, and I think does it count that it's still Halloween, guys?
Let's don't question it. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
It's always Halloween.
Yeah,
Halloween,
yeah, it's always
forever.
Halloween. So it's like that. And since you guys can't, or like the listeners can't see us, right? So there's really no point in dressing up. So I suggested a plan that instead of dressing up, because it'll be so awkward, like why would we dress up? Can't even see us. We're just gonna dress up our voices.
It's just going to be so cringe.
Yeah.
It is.
I know, it's gonna be so cringy. So what I mean by that is, Kwan, can I, we're going to use an accent or imitate somebody else's, you know, way of saying things, role play or whatever. So that's that. And are we gonna start now?
Oh,
is everybody ready?
Okay.
I'm gonna go with that.
So what's gonna happen is that.
Voice? Oh my god. Okay.
Huh?
I'm gonna go with it.
Okay. Okay, just go. Okay, so what's gonna happen is that we're gonna introduce ourselves, and then that's where we have to, you know, we have to try our best until the end of this episode, if that thing is even gonna be possible to play with our
goodness.
It's gonna be so cringy.
God.
Okay, so who's gonna go first?
I think that you should go first because you're the host.
Okay, so I should go first. Okay, here we go. Oh, do you even okay, before I explain the reason why I picked this, let me just go with it. Okay, hello everyone, I'm Mara, and
I'm sorry.
I don't even know if I'm trying. I am genuinely trying my best to do an accent here, but I think I'm like failing horribly right now. This is so bad. It's so bad. Okay, next person, please. Next person. Let's go.
You should go, Dania.
Hi, I'm Dania.
Oh my god.
I'm
here.
Anyway.
What
the? Okay.
Okay.
Hi. I'm Nanya. And I'm gonna be someone. A person. It's a doctor. Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
I'm gonna die.
Even. Oh my god.
I'm trying to hold back my laugh right now because I don't want to laugh too hard.
Yeah. Okay. So Dania is a seductive person.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Next one.
I guess that's me.
Next one, please.
I guess that's me, and I'm gonna do someone who's been famous for a while now, and I know I'm gonna be very bad at it, but I'm gonna do my best corpse impression for the rest. even though I don't really have that deep of a voice.
Oh my god.
I will try my best.
You know what you sound? You know what you sound right now? You sound like a person that's like from Smosh or something.
No, I sound like I sound like that that ghost from The Grudge.
Okay, so can you try saying that word, baby?
Oh my god,
baby! It's so bad. It's so bad.
I really hate it. Oh my god! Okay, my accents are coming out. I really hate.
Okay. We're gonna regret this. We're probably gonna regret this.
I know, because like this thing's gonna be a Spotify for life.
When this thing record comes out, I am not gonna listen to it.
Me too. Anyway.
Anyway, so let's move on. And what are we going to talk about today? I guess like just ask each other, how the hell has everybody have been? Is that even the correct grammar for it? I think my grammar has been affected by my accent. Anyway, how is everybody? Because I haven't talked to Danya in a while. What I meant by that is like in like 3 months now. Like I haven't talked to you in 3 months. College.
Oh gosh.
I blame college for that.
Yeah, and also
Hold on. What did I meant by not talking to you in 3 months? We literally met like a month ago for my birthday.
Yeah, it was
for
your birthday.
That much about the month.
Oh yeah, it was for my. Oh yeah. We basically just sung.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so...
So how are you?
I've been really busy with college, of course. And then Discord. It has been coming all my time.
You have to be seductive. That's your...
That is my seductive talking voice.
That's it? Oh my god, my accent came out. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm not okay, saying let's anything go. Because I can't hold this deep voice too long.
Yeah, annoying.
Save it.
Okay.
Okay. What was I?
College.
Oh yeah. College has been very hard for me. I'm not really that hard. What am I talking about? Yeah, I've been into Discord lately. I've been very much addicted to it. All my time has been spent on Discord.
Yeah,
that's it.
Oh my god.
I've met pretty people. I've been on too much drama. And yeah, that's basically that's it. It's not really that much about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, I know. The reason why I laugh is that I am currently looking at our group chat and like Raven sent this photo. Like, what is
what?
This?
No, I'm looking
at it. It's right here. It's when you
what
have a baby
she?
Breakout.
Up to.
Goodness me.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ. Christ, help me. Anyway, so that's for Danya, that's college. And for me as well, college has been very, very hard. Chemistry, you know, it's just, I just want to die, honestly.
Oh yeah, I can tell because you've been asking
so
help
hard.
A lot. You've been asking help a lot from a lot of people.
I know.
Yeah,
and yeah, so that's that. So it's just hard, and thankfully it's now over, and we had an exam. And also, I developed a good friendship with someone that's not from my school before, so it's really good. His name is Aaron.
Nice.
If he's
Aaron.
He's gay.
Anyway,
Aaron.
I feel like I'm gonna.
It's not a surprise that I'm like.
Because I really can't keep up with this.
What? I know, I really can't too.
No worries, I'm just gonna say that I'm with someone on Discord named Kay, and I mean, no, seriously, I've met a lot of Australians on Discord, they're my friends now, and honestly, you sound almost like the same to them. I'm just gonna say it.
Her.
You, you're awesome. Me? With your Australian accent, it's almost like, yeah.
Oh, really, I really, really, do you even know, like, why I kind of, like, became kind of like wanting to try Australian accent, because lately when Blackpink dropped their album, oh my god, I even understand myself, like sometimes I just like you know when like you know when like girl groups just like do that to you, then like it's just like okay,
this is what This is what Blackpink does.
I know. This is what Blackpink does to me. And then, I was like, so like Jennie is like, you know, Jennie's Jennie, okay. And then there's like, and then there's Rosie. And so they're like, the nerd. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, yes.
That
is
really
he's Australian.
Because whenever I talk to them, Australian friends, Jake and Kay and Holly, they're from. Yeah, and then we often talk before, and it's just they told me that whenever I talk to them, my accent adopted it. Like how am I gonna say it? Like,
Sorry, talking like in an Australian way because of them.
Exactly. I started to say no. I couldn't say that.
No, I know.
Goodness.
I know.
Hello. And then
hello. I know. That's what. It's very addicting. It's very addicting.
It's so cute as well.
You have a good accent.
You know what?
I know.
I might just say this right now. I don't really follow Blackpink.
Okay.
So.
That's okay.
I mean, my sister does, and I kind of get it.
It's okay. Okay.
That was one of the reasons.
I don't even know who Corpse was. Yeah. So, you know.
But like, you're gonna do an Australian accent, I knew Blackpink was the culprit. I was like, oh gosh, this woman.
Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie. Oh my god.
Oh, like, okay, so like, oh, I'm definitely not gonna call myself a blank, because I really don't want to get invested, man. When I get invested, I buy albums. It's not a healthy addiction. I'm too poor for that shit, so I'm like, I'm gonna try my best to avoid watching at least like the old stuff, you know, because I really don't want to get invested that much. But that's that. Blackpink, stream Blackpink. Stream twice as well. Twice too? Like, oh my god.
I mean, like, because I've heard rumors about Twice lately. What happened?
What rumors?
I don't really know.
Rumors?
They were been a very hot topic.
Oh. It's probably because of Jonghyun. Yeah, it's probably because of her. She's not joining their comeback because she has an injury, and then that has led to anxiety issues. So she's sitting out for the promotion. And also, like, the song, at least for the title track, if you've listened to it, like, I really like it.
Oh, yeah. And then,
I really
and
like
then,
it. It's like,
very retro. I've been very so outdated with K-pop ever since I came back to anime. And, there's something...
You sounded like you cheated. I know.
No.
You sounded like you cheated.
I cheated? What? Okay, so
you sound like you cheated.
Okay, so I heard about this Chanyeol thing and a flight attendant. Is it true?
Oh my god.
I've heard it on TikTok.
Oh my god. It was the most fun. Why is the accent coming out? it's like one of the most funniest things. So basically Chanyo was like accused of cheating? From cheating from an alleged girlfriend. And it was just like so fucked up. I was like, out of all people, why is it Chanyo? Because I know him at Lisa, from what I could see, you know, in their internet. I don't know him personally, but you know, he's like a very soft boy. Like, he literally asked his mother for like permission to like open a studio and stuff. So, you know, he's like a very mama's boy and very soft and stuff. I was like, Chanyeol, cheating. That doesn't make sense. And then I looked at the photos and I was like, oh my god, is this like even possible? Like, wait, I don't believe it yet, but if it's possible, I was like, oh my god. There were photos. There were photos, but they were edited, okay? And the funniest thing is, the SM Entertainment didn't even release, like, you know, like a statement of defending him. Instead, they released like we don't have a position to speak up about this topic, sort of like that. I was like, what do you mean by you don't have a position to freaking, you know, like say something about this topic when you're literally like the freaking entertainment? You're like, I'm sorry, SM, but without EXO, you're gonna be so fucking poor. They fucking built you a fucking building. Now I'm swearing. So, you know, they're like the most popular SM artists out there, the most, they're the cash cows. And I was just like so mad because they weren't defending. And then the photos, like Chinese entertainment sites, kind of like pagawasi like mga photos na it was edited and stuff, because it kind of made sense. Because if Chanyeol was like kissing the girl, because it was so funny the way it was edited, I'm gonna send it to you later. It was edited, and then the girl was like gonna mark painted in a black picture, and the way Chanyeol was like holding the girl, like kissing the girl, kuno, as if he was like choking the girl. So murani gi choke ang girl, pero di ito, he was actually, yeah, he was like, yeah, kind of, but like at the same time, why would you choke your girlfriend when you're like, why are you gonna hold your girlfriend like that? Because he was literally holding a guitar. No, he was holding a guitar. Imagine a person that's holding a guitar. Diba? That's how it looked, Dad. That's how it looked. So it was definitely edited, and then I mean, basically it was a fake news. And I mean, Chanyeol though being fucking other girls and cheating, I mean, he's really hot, so it could be possible, you know. But I was just like, you know what? That's so not true. And it wasn't. So thankfully it wasn't. I was like, I didn't even know. I was like, oh my god, what if this is true? I'm not saying it's true, but like, what if? I was like, oh my god. Like, it's not true, but you know, it's definitely not true. Yeah. So it's not edited. So that's that.
Okay, Dado.
Yeah, anyway, how is Dado? Because he's been, you know, quiet.
What do you want to say? What do you want? I think K-pop is nice. It's okay, I guess. Hey, listen to
it. Yeah, I'll be fine. No, my circle of friends on Discord because of Lisa.
Yeah, everybody just turns gay when it comes to Lisa from time to time.
He really came from standing Pokemon into Lisa. Like, man, we even stream Blackpink, I mean 24/7, 365 something, their new documentary or something. Yeah, we even streamed that on there. We watched it.
Yeah, together. Like their YouTube videos. It together. Yeah.
And he's like, damn it, Daniel, oh my you God. Made me like this.
Okay, ego dads.
What do you want me to say?
So how is your college life? How is your, you know, because you're studying, not really. You're not in Cebu, but you know, you're going to go to Cebu. So how is that?
Well, I have a roommate, future roommate.
Hot.
A really good friend of mine, a classmate from grade 10.
Who is my God. Is that Clara?
Yeah, it's Clara. And we...
What's... I thought that she... I thought mag-medtech siya or mag-nursing.
No. She's looking for... like, I don't know. She wanted someone to study with. So she went with pharmacy.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my god.
Indecisive.
Okay. Okay.
And we're looking for an apartment, and we have one. It's a house because our fam might want to visit Cebu. So yeah.
Oh, so I can go to Cebu and pretty tit now, and I have a place.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
Okay, I mean, sure. Does Clara drink? Because you know, I could just bring her drinks if she doesn't feel comfortable.
Wait, who's Clara, by the way?
You don't know Clara.
But I heard her voice.
You probably. The MC, and just Dad's birthday.
Yeah.
Her.
I said her.
Mm-hmm. She's a tiny girl.
Why is this so style?
Wait,
I'm trying to be quiet.
Okay.
Be right back.
Okay, yeah. Might work.
No, I don't get what Danya said. What did Danya say?
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, okay, she's back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. By the way,
you know what? Oh, okay, so that's that. How about you? Any stories to share? Any stories that you would like to share? Because, like, So, just that is Press saying that he's just gonna stay quiet because it's nighttime and Joris can't sleep. That's that. Anyway. Yeah, that's what he said. He's like, he moved to the bathroom and because Joris couldn't sleep. So is that. And then he said I shouldn't have said it, but it's okay. His reply, I'm just gonna read his reply.
He didn't probably say that, bro.
Anyway. No. But yeah, that's that. I don't really have other updates.
I'm fine.
I mean, yeah, I'm just. Oh!
What?
Yeah, okay. I don't think it's like worth sharing. I don't really have anything.
Share it.
Huh? No, I'm just like. What do you call this? I was like gonna tell you, gonna buy
an iPad. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Because I kind of thought like. I kind of felt like, what if my, you know, we all know the situation my laptop is in. What if it just dies out on me, like, you know, and I can't really afford to buy, like, a laptop, and I really don't also want to buy one because, you know.
Is laptop more expensive than an iPad?
It depends on the iPad, of course. We're talking about three types of iPads here. We have the regular iPad, we have the iPad Air, and we have the iPad Pro, which is definitely expensive than other laptops. And that's that. So the reason why I don't want to buy a laptop is that my mom said she's probably gonna give hers to me. Yeah. So, you know, if I buy that with my money that I have saved, it's gonna be a very cheap laptop, you know, which means it's gonna be slow, so there's just no point. And I really hate it when I'm like studying. I know this sounds like I'm just nitpicking, but have you ever opened like a PDF or like read like a PDF book in your laptop and it just sucks?
Yeah, same.
When you're like reading it that way.
I read it on laptop.
Diba?
That's why I have to print things out for me to.
Yeah, exactly. That's like what I kind of meant, like, because if you're like, because if I read it on my phone, it's much more comfortable, you know, because like I can zoom in. Yeah, sometimes I also don't like it, but I can't print everything out.
Printing everything
out. Oh my god, I can't afford that. That's like a lot of blank papers and like a lot of ink. I tried doing that, but then I realized like I don't even like open some things. So I was like, maybe it would be fun to just, you know, to just, what do you call this? To like read it on an iPad or something. And I don't know. I just also kind of wanted to have an iPad.
I mean, I gotta say, iPad is like cool. Yeah.
It's cool.
That's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool for school. So I'm also. Yeah, it's definitely for school because I thought, like, what if it's gonna be, like, you know, face to face and I can't bring my freaking laptop because it's gonna die. And I just also kind of wanted that. And I wondered if I would also be able to use it to type for notes. I don't know if the professor would allow that, but I really hate it when I'm like writing my own notes when somebody's talking because my notes are ugly. So I'd rather type it out. So I don't know. I also just wanted to
I've
buy one.
I've been thinking about buying a laptop lately because according to my Discord friends who are, you know, into computer and stuff, I've asked about why is my laptop so laggy. And then they asked me to check our my specs and then stuff. And then they told me that it's very outdated.
Yeah, I could tell. How many gigs of RAM does your laptop have?
I am so illiterate with this kind of stuff. They educate.
Because like if your laptop has like 2 gigabytes, it's gonna struggle. Okay, it's like so
it's
gonna
not.
Struggle
it's
because
actually, I feel like it's 4.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still, it's still gonna struggle if you're gonna open like a lot of apps because. Hold on, I'm gonna look at my task manager right now. As far as I know, like, Chrome eats up right now. I'm not even opening that many apps. I have 3 tabs and I have 2 windows and the other window has like 1 tab open. So like 4 in total. And it's already eating up like 800 megabytes, you know? And if you have like 4 gigs, it's like 1/4. And if you have Spotify turned on that, on top of that, it's like 1 gig. That's like 1 gig already. That's like running. So that's literally like one, like the, what do you call that? Is that 1/4? Suck up, Bab. Hold on. It's like, you know what? We're just not gonna use fractions. It's like 25%. Yeah, 25% of your.
Yeah,
something
about
RAM.
The OS thing and that is very outdated. I forgot what word it was. Wait, what was the word again?
Maybe yours is like
No, like the
is
OS.
Is it Windows 8? Because that's pretty outdated.
The OS.
OS means operating system, Dad.
Like
Windows.
Just, how we all have like iOS 14. It was like. Laptop. Wait, let me
that's why I said like Microsoft 8, like OS 8. It's probably you probably have like a Windows 8 with you.
No, mine is Windows 10.
If it's the
Oh,
yours is Windows 10. Maybe they're talking about your processor. Cause like honestly, you should definitely invest in a laptop that has a Core i3. If you're not into gaming, it's pretty fine. If you have like a Core i3, Core i5, and not really that without integrated graphics. But if you're into gaming, you should definitely get something that has like a better graphics card. And the RAM is definitely a must, you know. That's that. Because like people nowadays, they're like, oh, I'm buying a new laptop. And then they buy a laptop that's like 4 gigs, and I'm telling you, 4 gigabytes is not enough in this day and age. Like, honestly, your laptop is still gonna lag if you have that. Unless if your laptop has like an upgradable RAM, so you should definitely check it out if you know how to open.
And he says
you can open
that. My processor.
And yeah, processor,
it's
outdated, yeah.
And it's called,
I think yours Benchmark, is like an...
That's why it's very laggy.
Yeah. Yeah, a Pentium is like very bad. If you have a Pentium, yeah, if you have a Celeron, like, it's pretty bad.
Pick a better laptop. and that's not like basing on the exterior stuff.
Yeah, because like most people are like definitely so guilty about the fact that they're like, oh, I'm picking this laptop. Why did you pick it? God, it has a color that I like. Right? It has the color that I like. It has the size that I like. I don't know about the internals, but you know, I like the color. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, that's why they're helping me with how do I say this?
Picking the new one.
And they've recommended me something with the HP Spectrum.
Yeah.
The newest model. Oh,
there's a lot of variants. I know, it's like the newest model, but then after that there's like a lot of models about that.
It was thin. It was very thin.
Yeah,
it
was that's very
cute. Uh-huh. I love it. Oh my god, I'm so basic next to it.
Why do you want to buy this HP Spectrum? It's very thin and it's very cute. I don't know about the internals, but it's very thin. You're a basic bitch when it comes to laptops. I know. Yeah, that's why also like Stephanie like messaged me. She was like, "Mara, which laptop is good?" I'm like, "Do they have this? Do they have that?" It's like. And then she's like, oh, it's not available. I was like, yeah, I don't know about you, but if you don't really do editing, you know, I try to advise as much as I can. I'm not well versed in it, but at least I have like more knowledge than you do, Dad. Yeah. It's very important to invest in a good laptop nowadays. I'm telling y'all. Waste your money. It's better to like, you know, invest more currently rather than you're like, I'll just buy this one because it's much more cheaper than the other one. But then if the performance sucks, then you basically just wasted your money, you know. So that's that. Invest in a better laptop. Mm-hmm. So about your phone, when are you gonna change your phone?
That sounds so
what model?
Never mind.
We're gonna buy a new phone. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Yeah, what phone? You see, this is so unfair because they talked about me buying an iPad and then I sounded like I was like bragging, but I'm not really bragging, I'm just saying.
she's gonna buy me an iPhone 12.
So what phone? Ooh, what model? There's a lot of iPhone 12s, Dan. Like just the iPhone 12 or like the iPhone 12 mini or like the iPhone 12 Pro?
No, like the middle
Pro.
One. The middle one.
I believe there's also like a Pro Max.
Three cameras thing. I'm not going for mini either.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you're just going to go for the iPhone 12. Ooh. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good investment considering the fact that 5G might be coming, you know, who knows when 5G would be coming here in the Philippines.
I mean, despite from everyone saying that iPhone is like a very bad investment, I disagree. Because like it will last. I'm not gonna say. I mean everyone. I don't know.
It's debatable, but for you, what's your opinion about it? What's your opinion about it?
It will last for other countries. Unfortunately, not in ours. You feel me? Because it's not really friendly in ours.
What? Okay.
In Mars. not own any Apple thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if we have an Apple product in America or any other first world countries, it's very that is going to be a very, yeah, very lasting and very good investment.
Lasting. Yeah, because there's this thing in America where you can exchange your phone and get the newest iPhone. Like, that's like the only thing
you
I'm like waiting
either.
For.
Do that
when, if I go there. Yeah, it's basically like it's like a plan. It's like a plan, and then you just don't really have to. I don't know if you have to finish your contract. I'm not really sure, but you know that's that. It's very
like,
good actually. Unlike here,
everyone is starting to like,
unlike here
have iPhones now. I mean,
yeah, it's because of like the from the unofficial stores, right? Yeah, that's why it's like that. Because like in other countries, mango, it's much more less expensive. Here, it's like really like, oh my god, you're so gonna die if you're gonna buy an iPhone like brand new sealed, like bruh. I'll rather like say like buy that and build a freaking PC. Mm-hmm. Like a PC, like a gaming PC. Like you can literally build a freaking gaming PC from that money. Yeah, really. Just sometimes I really just don't understand why it's like so expensive. And speaking of like being so expensive, it's so expensive, but it doesn't have a freaking charging brick.
Yeah.
Like, come on, Apple.
That
we can do better than that.
You're gonna buy me?
Yeah.
It will just come with a cord. That's it. No charger. That's just it. Within the box.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then a sticker.
Exactly.
An Apple sticker. Like, good thing. Like,
exactly.
Should, like, least... I mean, fuck, I can't English.
Fuck, I can't English.
Put some headphones in it. I mean, yeah, at least a headphone. An earphone.
I know. Because you know their reasoning? The reason why they're not including a charging brick and like a headphones is because to be more environmentally concerned and reduce waste from their boxes.
Scamming us. I hate the label of it.
I know. It's like, you know, okay guys, we're gonna remove the headphone jack and here's a solution for that. AirPods. Ooh. Wow. What has happened? Capitalism.
Yeah. But it's still
good. Yeah, just data said in quote unquote environmental reason. That's so true though. Apple is just really like using us. Like really. Like it's also kinda like funny how they're kind of like, oh, this is like the newest update. Like for example, for like iOS 14, am I right?
Yeah.
You can customize your widgets nowadays and stuff. But that has actually been in Android for so long, and I'm like, okay. Good for you that you're able to customize widgets now.
iPhone, that's so cool. I mean,
I know.
That already existed back in the days with Android.
I know. Android's like, it's just that the one thing that sucks about Android is. I guess it's because that the cameras
don't
really feel the same.
Nothing else.
Yeah. I know. But there's also like another, there's like a phone that's kind of like subpar as good as iPhones. I think it would be like the Google Pixel. They have good it's because they have good like AIs for their cameras and stuff. So that's like the only one that I could think of. Because like the color palette for iPhone cameras are like on a warmer tone.
Popping.
Right? Compared to like Android cameras.
Yeah.
It's just good. It's just preferable. Mm-hmm. At least for me, in my eyes, I like looking at iPhone pictures. I mean, for frick's sake, like, you know, like, Lady Gaga shot, like, a music video using a freaking iPhone.
So
that's enough. That's enough to prove that.
That says
the
a lot.
Camera in iPhone very is prettier.
I know. And that's why I just hate it that they're like, they're just literally scamming
for
everybody
at this point.
I know, because they could have like included like a charging brick and be like, oh, next generation, we're not gonna include a charging brick, so here's the charging brick for now. Like, at least give a warning. It's not like, oh, we're just gonna take out the charging brick and you're gonna buy it. So that literally means that they're still producing waste, you know, because of course you're gonna put the charging brick inside a box to make it look nice. Ugh.
I hate being a slave of this shit.
I'm distressed about that. I know. You know, I don't really hate it, but you know, I just hate being so poor that I get to complain about it. You know? It's like, god damn it. Like, I wish I was like as rich as like the Jenners or any of the Kardashians and just build my body. I just want to build my body and not work out, Char. You're gonna come for me. Take that back. Oh yeah, that's that. Oh my god, we have been talking for like a couple minutes now.
That has been very silent.
Do you guys have like any other things? Yeah, that is like very silent. He's like, cut that part out, edit it out. I'm not gonna do that. I'm just gonna straight upload this. So sorry. Oh my god, he's typing. XPP. Yeah, that's time. I hope everyone's like having
The way the emotes, I mean, this is even the emoticons, the emoticons. That is so 2012, 2011, 2010.
Rawr. I know, I feel like he just likes it. He just likes it. He says yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Oh yeah, I have an idea though. Yeah, you go first. Oh, I have an idea to have like a photo shoot with Kylene. I don't know if that's like gonna happen though.
I've heard something about this good landscape scenery in Tangkal, something like on the way to Tangkal. No, I mean,
are you gonna go there? I'm so worried for like, are you like gonna go? I sound like I'm like,
the way to Tangkal, like you know, like when you're in Pantalan. You see this view on the mountain?
Yeah.
Dito nga greenery stuff, greenery thing. Yeah, that's
like on the way to Bangkok.
The road is the way to Bangkok. I wanna go there because it has.
So you wanna go there?
Have you seen Ia's picture for quarantine?
But bruh, it's like, I'm so sorry if someone who lives to who lives at Tangkal, but like it's going to Tangkal.
It has a different route, though. It's a different route. It's not really like.
Why did you get picked up there?
Huh?
Why did you get picked up there?
No, because.
What if you get picked up? Oh my god.
It's like maneuver to the left. That's not really like the way to Tangkal. You know.
I'm just worried.
It's gonna be worth it because it has like a very scenic view. And you know, like I very
Terry is gonna go there and like paint.
So dreamy.
Yeah. Oh, that would be so lit if you go there and paint, and then me and Kylie would have a photo shoot. But then I guess going to Tangkal.
Yeah.
And Kylie has a car. We could just split for gas. But I really doubt it if, like, you know, it's going to Tangkal.
It's not really in Tangkal. God damn it. Tangkal's very
but
far.
It's going there?
It's like two mountains away.
Oh, really? Is it safe there? Yeah. Is like the roads like safe to go there?
Forever.
Are you Okay. What if let's just go there because it's closer?
We should. I mean, yeah, we can. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Kylie, if you're listening, a ride, please.
A ride. We're going to pay for gasoline.
Yeah, it's fine. At least we have a ride, Dan. Thing, because like if we don't, oh, Kylene, bisa ganahan kayo mga tutak to
board. Good scenario because this project of Khalid on Mount Torong Torong is not yet done.
Yeah. I've seen that a lot
me, like,
though, because like my
graph was videoed because apparently that was originally. Khalid's plan, which is good. We have like a new, you know, destination.
Yeah, like a viewpoint sort of thing. Kind of the same in Huyuhoy, I guess.
I mean, Papa also told me something about they're gonna put something like kind of a tongue. What's it called? Kind of a tongue rope? Parachute, man. Parachute.
Oh, zipline. Zipline. A zipline. So they're definitely gonna make it like Huyuhoy sort of vibe. Wait, okay, Tubod is looking bright, ha? Because guys, I know construction. So it's not that far. Yeah, but the bridge. Yeah, diba makonek man to sa Kuan, diba?
Yeah, it's gonna be very basic.
Bangkok.
Oh, yeah. I said something about that.
I know, it's gonna be so traffic.
Proposal si Khalid sa government na ano ba itong Bangkok Bay? Buuan nila ng... Wait, let me show a map first. Ano ba itong... It's hard to explain. It's very hard to explain.
Let me show a map. Okay, just talk about
it. Ano ba itong...
Let's talk about it.
Diba, Pango
I'll
Bay.
Try and visualize.
And then, buuan nila ng, diba, gamay raman ng.
Yeah.
Kasi may sunod. Oh, nalimot ko. Dili ko makakuan. Like, nai lugar dira, Pango Bay. Then, nai land. Then, hala din ang ocean. Hala din ang ocean. Buuan nila na, diba, yung Manila o mura. Dagat. Karapit ko naka,
ang katong land niya, gitong an sa Pangal Bay of the Ocean.
Oh, murag, which is very beneficial to both to us and para sa barko, kaya para doon na lang po nang agian nila across Asia. Ito?
What do you mean across Asia? So it's gonna be international?
Island, you know.
But it's actually very good, ha? Huh? At least we know that they're not sitting on their monies.
So far, wala pa ko na eh. Yun na, wala pa eh.
Wala pa na-approve ang budget siguro, no?
Okay, yun na, buuan ko ang mountains, yung mga bukid dila.
I know. But I guess if ma-successful siguro ang ilang mga ubang projects, I think it would be fine. Dako chance siguro nga ma-approve.
Yeah.
Well, looking, things are looking right. Siguro, at least for Tubod.
You know, I heard something
How about Kulambugan?
It's gonna be San Miguel? Story?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Palito na sa San Miguel.
Really? It's gonna be busy na there. It's gonna be busy na.
Para storehouse ko na, para sa mga something na I'm not really into detailed about it. Mm-hmm. At least, you know, like,
it's that's nice.
Progressing a little.
Yeah, I mean, just that if you're still listening. For the people out there don't know. His father is a part of the administration.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. Upper part of those, though. For my new building. Building. It's actually a hotel. I just knew.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that as well.
There's a video?
From, like, the videos and stuff. I think, like, the opening, I have no idea where I saw that, or I'm probably just making it up, but I definitely heard from the mayor himself explaining that it's, like...
Yeah, that sounds like a hotel
or something.
Idea,
I don't even know if it's, like, a very nice hotel.
Good job.
Yeah, but the thing is that, like, who would want to stay there if there's no spots?
A terminal.
Yeah.
Oo, terminal. Like,
oh, yeah, tinaan naman ay ang bus Monday, no? And then, aha man sila mugawas.
Oo, yung kuna sila matuyok. Katong nituyok.
Igo na po sila matuyok. So dili na gid sila mula host gyud dito na sa kuan sa CCP nga karaan nga agianan dili diay. Okay, so we just turn around. Okay. That's nice. Anyway, this thing is like gonna probably cut because it's near 1 hour. So should we just wrap things up? Okay, so everyone, I hope you all have a great day, a great night if you're listening.
Hi.
And this is Mara. Saying goodbye. Yeah, and I'm just gonna say goodbye for just Dado. So
hello, bye everyone.
That's that. Okay, guys, bye. Thanks for listening.